Thanks everyone for calling in. Our last chance to learn Masil Zisharim in this Chabura during the year Tashan Ein Zayin. We're gonna dive right in, and if you'd like, we'll experiment with a new approach to technicalities of questions. I'll ask you to all mute yourselves now. If you want to, you can send questions via text. It may just be more efficient, so feel free to speak the questions at the end or at any point. You can text them to me at 201-560-3428. We will, Mr. Shem, discuss some of the questions at the end of the Limud. We're going to end in around, we're going to run for the next 25 minutes or so. And we pick up here at Os Lamed Zayin, the Hagadama of Masil Sijarim. You remember that we were in the midst of looking at the Ramchal's laying out what are the basic elements of Os Hashem. Now that we're on board, Os Hashem is something we need to work on deeply. Ma'ayin into both to understand what the concepts are and to figure out how we can practically implement them. And it began with a pasuk that we are now ready to complete. That was a pasuk in Parashat Ekev in which Moshe Rabbeinu directly posed the question to Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lokeach Yisrael Mimah. And he had laid out five elements. The first four, as Ramchal points out in the manuscript edition, the first four are Chovos Halavavos, of the internal Chizun of the Jew. We've seen three of those four so far. Yira, Halicha the Drachav, and Ahava. The awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making HaKadosh Baruch Hu a reality in my life. That was Yira. And then we saw from that flows both number two and also flows number three. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality in my life, I can begin to talk about being Halicha the Drachav, emulating Yivon Shalom, trying to cultivate, develop a character, a personality that's modeled after that, the way Yivon Shalom was described in Tanakh. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality in my life, Yira, I can also begin to talk about cultivate an emotional relationship with him, the Ahava. And now we come to the fourth element in paragraph Lamed Zayin 37 in the Ramchal Zakdama, Shleimus HaLev. L'avdu b'chol v'av b'chol nafshach to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full lev and a full nefesh. What does that mean? To worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly. So Ramchal writes, Shleimus HaLev means Shetihiyah ha'avodu l'panav yisparach v'tar ha'kavan. The avodah that I'm doing, that Ray described, that be done with purity of intent. What does that mean? Ramchal defines three dimensions of wholeheartedness in avodah Hashem. Number one, he says, Tahor HaKavana, and that means, V'tachos avodah sabovad, v'lo l'shom p'ni acher. That my goal is my goal in doing mitzvahs is to l'shma kadosh baruch. I'm doing mitzvahs l'shma. You know that the Gemara tells us, in general, we value avodah shel lishma. The Olam Yaseh Gadol Mitzvah Mitzvos, Afilu Shel Lishma. When it tells us that a Jew should always seek to learn Torah, to engage in mitzvahs, even if it's Shel Lishma, should be Torah Shel Lishma Bal Lishma. Over time, when it comes to the Ovid Lishma, Rav Sheikh is fond of quoting from Chaim Volozhin that the language of the Gemara is the Olo. The Olam Yaseh Gadol Mitzvah Mitzvos. You should always worship the Kadosh Baruch Hu, always learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Shel Lishma. Why always? Not the ideal. The second half of that, the stress is that ideally you transition over time from shalom lishma to lishma, from the ulterior motives, from external reward and external incentives to doing it because of the thing itself. Why is it? Olam Simchai Pelajin says that Gemara is giving us a reality check. It's incredibly rare a human being reaches up the Madrega where he's acting 100% Lishma. But a reasonable goal for us is to seek to change the percentage over time. But all of that, over time, it's really Shalashma. So always be doing it even Shalashma. And it's going to be that way for a lifetime. And it could be at a certain point in my life, maybe this year, you know, 80% Shalashma, 20% Lishma, 95%. Shalashma, 5% Lishma. Maybe I feel like I'm 100% Shalashma. It may not be a reachable goal for most of us. Will be that to say in a year or a decade, in 3 decades, I'll be 100% Lishma. But I could say that if now I'm 80% Shalashma, 20% Lishma, you know, in a year from now, I want to be 70-30. In 5 years from now, I want to be 50-50. Over there is a goal over time to seek to change the percentage and to seek to make the lishma a much, over time, a more significant piece of what's driving my decision making. Not just I'm doing the right thing because of the positive social pressure, not just I'm doing the right thing because there are all sorts of incentives. That may remain a piece of it, but over time, we seek to manage ourselves. But over time, an increasingly significant part of my decision-making is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Without any personal payoff, I'm in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I care what he cares about, and this is what he wants from me. That's reason enough. And that's the first element, the first aspect of Shleimus HaLev, of worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, is what's my motivation. Because, but that's not the whole story. That's not the whole story. The nicha b'zeh, and before we move on, one more word about Shlomo Shema, and that is a Tosfos points out a sphira. We were just talking about, Gemara says that Shlomo Shema is very fine. I mean, the goal over time is to talk Shlomo Shema, Shlomo Shema, but certainly we embrace the idea of being over Shlomo Shema. It's not the best, but it's very good. One should go with it. Tosfos points out that elsewhere, Gemara says a terrible thing. Person is over Shlomo Shema. Says, maybe it would have been better if he wouldn't have been successfully born. Very, very, very strong language about a person who's Oved Shelo Lashma. It's also tricky to figure out. Shelo Lashma, very good, not ideal, but certainly something very positive, or is it incredibly negative? Which one is it? Tosis gives the terror to others that do it as well. So Tosis gives the terror. It depends what type of Shelo Lashma. There's a friendly Shelo Lashma, and then there's a pernicious Shelo Lashma. So it says that if my Shelo Lashma is benign, a person doing mitzvahs because he'll get a price. A person doing mitzvahs, someone offers to pay someone to do a mitzvah. Give you a prize, a certain accomplishment from learning, a financial prize. A person does a mitzvah, they think they'll get some covet out of it. They'll get social recognition out of it. So those are very positive Shelo Lashma. So I operate Shelo Lashma would be a great aesthetic. But those are very positive, benign Shelo Lashmas. Tosfos is right. When the Gemara severely criticizes Shelo Lashma, that's when it's lakanta. Person does mitzvah Shelo Lashma, not in a benign way, but in order to put other people down. I'm going to do mitzvah. I'm going to learn Torah so that I could show up someone else. I'm going to learn so I could prove that what someone else said is wrong. That I could embarrass them. And we do a mitzvah in order to hurt others. We do a mitzvah in order to embarrass others. When it's driven by ego in that way, when it's I'm doing mitzvah, I'm learning Torah, doing mitzvah in order to break other people, in order to put other people down, that's not benign at all. And that would have been better not to do the mitzvah in the first place, not to learn Torah in the first place, not to carry on with such an existence, such reality, rather than to learn Torah in a way that's motivated by such pernicious, negative aspects. So again, we have the terrible Shelo Lashma, and then we have the more typical benign Shelo Lashma, which we embrace. But I could have the other four elements, Shelo Lashma. Could have Shmir Kol Mitzvos and Yira and Tikkun HaMidos and Avos Hashem, and it could all be, to a certain extent, driven by a Shelo Lashma. I have the other four elements, but to have this element, Shleimus HaLev, Ramchal says, number one, Shleimus HaLev, first and foremost, means over time to develop the Avoda Lashma. What else is included here? He says there are two other aspects to wholeheartedness also. Take a look at paragraph 5, paragraph 38. The Nechlal Bazeh, Shleimus HaLev, in addition to question of motivation and Pelos, Shleimus HaLev also includes two other things. Shehei Yishalem Va'avoda. Ultimately, that should be wholehearted my avoda, as opposed to osteach ashteh ha'se'ipin. Clearly, he's jumping between the two doorsteps. That's a reference to an expression that Eliyahu HaNavi used, one of the most dramatic scenes, the Sefer Malachim. Eliyahu HaNavi was active, particularly during the reign of King Ahav, who was unusual Russia, even among the Malchai Yisrael, or an array of Rishon, He was particularly wicked in many ways, both in Alma Makom and in Alma Chadero. And he actively propagated and cultivated the worship of Baal, the Avodah Zarah worship of Baal in Eretz Yisrael. And his wife Yizava led a massacre of Nevi Hashem, of honest Nevi'im who were encouraging people to worship Baruch Hu, or not Avodah Zarah. And finally it comes this moment where Eliyahu Navi challenges Nevi about their showdown. They go up to the top of Mount Carmel, and Eliyahu Navi has invites the Nevi in. We'll have a face-off. Well, let's see who can bring down fire from Shemayim to burn up their carbon. And that will be the litmus test to demonstrate who's real and who's not. And yes, from a programmatically wise standpoint, wants the Nevi about to fail before he succeeds. Tells Nevi about, you're the rogue. Many hundreds of you, only one of me. You go first. They try dancing and praying and mutilating themselves and meditating. Obviously, they do not succeed. Baal is fake. Baal doesn't exist. And nothing comes down. Then Navi says, deeper into the afternoon, that was all morning into the afternoon. Navi Baal been trying to bring down fire from heavens with obviously no success. And Navi says, okay, you had your chance, you failed. Now I'm going to step up to the plate. And he built, had been a very ancient, holy mizbeach from before the period of Beis HaMikdash. Navi rebuilds that mizbeach. And Sefer Melachim describes Davin Shabbat Shalom, and despite the fact that he stacked the odds against himself by drenching the carbon and the wood and the mizbeach with a lot of water, Shabbat Shalom performs a nace, fire comes down from Shemayim, burns the carbon, scorches everything, and the crowd is suitably impressed. At that moment, Shabbat Shalom from Lachim Eliyahu turns to people and says, so let's talk tachos here. So, what's your plan? Are you worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're worshiping Baal. Whose side are you on? What do you believe in? What do you subscribe? Ad Masai, Ten Hosim HaShayas Yitin. For how much longer are you going to jump back and forth between the two doors? Seems like a lot of Jews at the time were syncretists. And they thought they could sort of do Jewish and do Baal.
Ultrasound and biopsy. Our caring physicians.
The conference has been muted.
And the Jews, many Jews, were sort of doing some Torah mitzvah, some of Avodah Zarah, and then they Lahavdah, they worshiping Avodah Zarah, worshiping Baal, sort of everything in one big chunk, everything in one big unholy chunk. And Eliyahu Navi said to them, you got to choose. What are you doing? You can't be syncretistic, you can't mix everything together. How much longer are you going to keep skipping back and forth to, am I entering the door to Rosh Shalom, or am I entering the door to Avodah Zarah? That's what Ramchal is referencing, that line, that expression of Eliyahu Navi here, like down to the Yotzei Shem. In addition to wholeheartedness, meaning that I'm motivated with Shema, number two, it means that I'm not a posteh, I'll stay, has to eat this matter dramatically. Obviously, the Eliyahu Navi meant that. Kodesh Baruch Hu Avodah Zarah, the question is, am I consistent? Am I consistently being over the Shem? Or am I blowing hot and cold? Sometimes I'm on, sometimes I'm off, and, you know, one day Muslim is Tov, one day Muslim is Sahara. The apps on my smartphone are blends of not just Kodesh and Chol, but Kodesh and Tumah. So that certainly bespeaks, if that's the case, it certainly is a very vivid expression of a Poseh HaShteyes Yitin, but this is obviously an ancient reality. It's a part of the human condition that we are naturally inconsistent. And I want to stress, Amchal is not saying that if I do mitzvahs sometimes, but not other times, then my mitzvahs are worthless. That is a false assertion. That is a Saf Eitz Tahara. He is saying that an aspect of excellence in Avodat Hashem is to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu consistently. So I want to be very clear. This is a very, very important point. It's often a Saf Eitz Tahara. I forget which of the Nefarshim in the Siddur has the Ha'ara, a line of Hashkivenu. It can change your Hashkivenu. Same Hashkivenu, Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of us, even though we're in precarious positions, both literally at night and symbolically represented by night. One of the things we say, one of the bakashas, that's a kash bell, we take away the satan in front of us and the satan behind us. Now, forget who, one of the parshim in Siddur, points out it's a strange line. Because satan in front of us, you understand, driving along, so to speak, metaphorically, and there are obstacles up ahead. There's a satan up ahead. There's a Yitzre Hara coming up. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to clear the Nisyonos out of our path going forward. So that we understand. But what does it mean to daven? Moshe should take away the suffering behind us. And if it's right in the rearview mirror, then the suffering happened yesterday. But either I succeeded or I failed. But either way, what was, was. Why are we asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to remove the Yitzhahara of yesterday? Some suggest that because I did on a very yesterday, but let's say I failed. We all fail sometimes. I fell. I succumbed to temptation. Well, the temptation was down the chaver, but I'm the makam. I succumbed to something. I'm not proud of it. Atzate is hara is to take that one failure and leverage it into many. Atzate is hara is the next morning, get up early to come to shas. To get up early, try to show up a couple minutes early to. That time to put on tefillin and not have to show up a couple minutes early, to show up an hour early, half hour to learn before I daven. I'm going to rush out to do a mitzvah and seek out an opportunity to be helpful coming out. And try to be on time to speak with you, to put my thoughts together. And the eighth parrot taps me on the shoulder and he says, come on, you know what you did yesterday. Who are you fooling? You know what you did yesterday. Oh, now you're going to be so firm. Oh, now you're going to learn. Now you're going to be careful about Shemir HaSalashim. Now you're going to be sensitive to someone else's feelings. But I know what happened last night. That's absolutely a Tasmei Sahara. That is absolutely a false way of thinking. It's normal, typical, a natural way of thinking, but inaccurate. That's a Tasmei Sahara. That's what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That our failures yesterday should not be. We shouldn't allow them to leverage and multiply into more nisyonos today. But that is a very common atzaseh tzahara to get that false way of thinking. If I did not aveira, how can I now do mitzvah? Mitzvah is not to be besmirched. That is false. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ignore my aveira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to ignore my mitzvah. But I did something wrong yesterday. Absolutely does not mean I should not try again today. Adrava, sheva yipol tzadik come. The tzaddik is the one who falls and falls and falls and keeps picking himself up and dusting himself off and trying again and again and again. That's the whole concept of tshuva. So that's why we're very clear. Just because a person didn't do an MPSA does not mean you should not do one today. Just because I didn't do the mitzvah today does not mean I should not do it tomorrow. Just because I gave into temptation yesterday, I should never, ever chalila let myself off. So here we're talking about the end goal, the target, what I'm aiming for. The 20-year goal is to grow towards Shleimus HaLev. Just like we said, one can certainly perform a mitzvah, Shalom Shema, that's valuable, but the long-term goal is to speak to a mitzvah Shema. So too, if I do a mitzvah, even if it's inconsistent, that mitzvah has its great inestimable value. But the long-term goal is not to be a Tosbech HaShes even. The long-term goal is to be consistent. And finally, so after Tohar Halev, Shleimus Halev is number one, proper to strive for the ideal of proper motivation. Number two, to strive for the ideal of consistency. And finally, with this we close Shleimus Halev, and then we'll see if there are any questions. In paragraph Lamechet, Ka'os and Mitzvah Nashim Lumumada. Avoid, the Navi refers to as doing mitzvahs out of rote, out of habit. I should be all in that I'm consistent in my conviction, and all in that my mind is engaged. And not just that my body is going through the motions, but my brain is neutral, my brain is idling, that my mind and my heart are actively involved. I'm being mindful of what I'm doing as I'm doing it. These three aspects of motivation, consistency, and with thought, together comprise this fourth amud of Avodas Hashem of being Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all heart. If there are any questions.
The conference has been unmuted.
I want to wish you all a good give and start. Look forward to seeing you in the next couple of days in Shul. You should be zocha to Kabbalah for Pilas. You should be zocha to daven thoroughly and well. And experience great growth. Make a great Shabbat Bracha in the coming year. Call, thank you for calling in.